Intel totally missed the boat on things like smartphones. PCs are waning. Is wearable tech the right strategy for them now?
It's the right strategy, but it's not going to move the needle, meaning that to the extent that wearables have any impact at all, Intel is the one that should be powering them, and they're ideally suited for that. But, you know, they're doing $13.5 billion a quarter. They're going to have to sell a lot of wearables to even make a dent in Intel's revenue, and that's probably not going to happen.
Now, Ed, it's not just about the wearables, though. It's about the ecosystem that they create. And some of them are still plug-in types, maybe Jawbones, that kind of thing. But they're also about Bluetooth, any kind of wireless connection. How much of a ripple effect can we see from the wearable side of things into other parts of the tech atmosphere, if you will?
Good point. You can't really predict it, just like you couldn't predict, you know, 5, 10 years ago what the smartphones would mean for this type of an industry. So it's a smart move, and they have exactly the product. The Quark processors are ideally suited for this, so they should be powering this, and we'll see where it goes from here. Most companies, including Intel, really can't see much more than about a year out, 2 years out, in terms of where the market's going to be. So you want to play what you can now and hope for the best.
When you say that the wearable tech isn't going to move the needle, what is then, Ed?
Well, that's the whole problem for someone as large as Intel. The only thing that could even come close to helping their top line would be smartphones, and they've completely mis-executed for the last, I would say, 10 years on that, and it's no different today. They're pretty far behind the smartphones.
Okay, and you've got a reading of market performance. We've got to leave it there, but Ed, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be watching wearable tech.